Washington, this is VOA News. Israel agrees to extend ceasefire. New signs of Ebola spreading in Nigeria. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Israel has agreed to extend a 72-hour ceasefire in the Gaza Strip due to expire Friday. Israeli officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, did not specify how long the new ceasefire would last. Israeli and Palestinian representatives are in Cairo for what's expected to be tough talks aimed at securing a permanent ceasefire in Gaza after a temporary 72-hour truce ends. Evgeny Duranian reports.
Egyptian intelligence officials continue to shepherd the indirect talks between the Israeli and Palestinian delegations, shunning publicity in the media. It remains unclear, however, if Egypt will be able to broker an agreement over a long-term ceasefire, given the seemingly irreconcilable nature of demands by both sides. Israel is demanding a total demilitarization of Gaza, while Hamas is calling for a complete lifting of the blockade of the coastal territory by land, sea, and air. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The talks come after the death of more than 1,800 Palestinians, mostly civilians. 67 Israelis, including three civilians, have also been killed. The Ebola outbreak showed new signs of spreading in Nigeria Wednesday. Nigeria's second confirmed victim of Ebola was a nurse who had treated a man gravely ill with Ebola last month. The Liberian-American man, Nigeria's first Ebola casualty, was hospitalized in Lagos after apparently contracting the deadly virus in Liberia. Saudi Arabia's official news agency reports a suspected Ebola patient died in Jeddah Wednesday. The man came down with symptoms of Ebola after a business trip to Sierra Leone, one of three countries, along with Liberia and Guinea, at the center of the current epidemic. The World Health Organization says the overall toll from the outbreak centered in West Africa has risen to 932 deaths. President Obama and African leaders have opened talks on expanding trade, improving security, and strengthening government accountability across Africa. A series of forums are a highlight of a three-day summit in Washington involving 50 African heads of state and government. In opening remarks Wednesday, President Obama said a new Africa is emerging.
With some of the world's fastest-growing economies, a growing middle class, and the youngest and fastest-growing population on Earth, Africa will help shape the world as never before.
President Obama says increased business opportunities in Africa could help transform the relationship between the U.S. and the African continent. NATO is warning that Russia could send troops into eastern Ukraine under the guise of a peacekeeping operation. The Western military alliance says Russia has increased its troop presence along the Ukrainian border in recent days, bringing the total there to around 20,000, along with a large number of tanks, infantry, special forces, and aircraft. The comments came as intense fighting between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists continued in eastern Ukraine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed a decree banning or limiting imports of agricultural products from countries that have placed sanctions on Russia. Mr. Putin did not specify particular products in his decree. A U.S. drone strike killed at least five militants in Pakistan's turbulent northwest. Two missiles hit a village in North Waziristan, a stronghold of al-Qaeda and Taliban-linked fighters near the Afghan border. A new piece of space history is making news. Rosetta is now the first space probe to orbit a comet as part of a larger mission to unlock secrets of the solar system. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
This is a proud moment for the Paris-based European Space Agency. After a 10-year, 6 billion-kilometer chase, its Rosetta orbiter finally caught up with Comet 67P between the orbits of Jupiter and Mars. ESA images show the probe heading toward a massive rock spinning in the starry darkness. Rosetta's scientists will begin mapping the comet's surface with a range of instruments. They'll be studying the composition of gas coming out as the comet draws closer to the sun. If it touches down successfully, the lander will analyze the material below the comet's surface, along with its swing from cold to hot as it rushes towards the sun. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.